The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Amy notices that everyone in her life seems to be settling down except for her. And then when her boyfriend, who by the way is an Irish fella from a big family, takes her on a mystery holiday, she thinks he's about to pop the big question. However, instead, she finds herself on the set of a reality TV show called The Shelf, and her dream has become her nightmare. The Shelf is the title of a funny feminist novel about the all-too-relatable obsession for many women with getting married. And the author, Helly Acton, is on the line. Helly, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's a hoot of a novel, I have to say. And I mean, the opening even, Amy Wright is lying in bed, staring at herself in the mirror on the wall, counting her chins. It's what she calls a fat day.
That's right. And I would say that Amy is probably about 75% me. Not all, but definitely some of her insecurities for sure.
Now, the book is, it's a very funny book. It's a comic book, a satire. It looks at reality TV because this is where Amy finds herself. Where did you get the idea for a reality TV program called The Shelf?
Well, it all began with a conversation I was having on holiday in Corsica, and I was with friends and family, and we were chatting about which reality show we'd choose to go on if we were forced to. And, you know, there are lots of reality shows out there now. And so that chat then moved on to like the madness of shows like Naked Attraction and the lengths that people will go to be on TV. So the whole chat made me wonder, like, what would be the worst thing that could happen to me on TV? You know, Naked Attraction, I'm a massive prude and having my bits out would be pretty mortifying. But then I also thought, God, being dumped would be quite brutal as well. So I was looking at reality shows and thinking so many of them about finding love. And I wondered what a reality show about losing love would look like. And so then the concept of an awful reality show where women are dumped and taught how to hold down a relationship was formed. And I suppose that really awful phrase that I hate, you know, being left on the shelf, fitted in quite nicely to such a monstrous concept.
The concept is so funny. You know, you have a number of women who are all on the shelf, as it were, being dumped publicly by their men. And then the decision is who actually should be a keeper, which one of them would actually not be on the shelf, but would be kept and in the process win £1 million.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, she is joined by these five other women and they're all from different backgrounds. And I really wanted to represent a diverse cast of people. Instead of sort of doing what the producers want them to do, they actually decide to let's band together to turn the show on its head and rewrite some of these rules. And then you see that unfold through the novel.
Now, you yourself are the most modern of women, I suppose, in the sense that you found your own husband, Chris, on Tinder. But you didn't kind of want to at the same time.
Yes, no, I've taken the scenic route to find my husband, Chris, and I've definitely seen a few ugly sights in the way. When I was on Tinder and I was very happy sort of dipping in and out, I thought it was good fun. But the funny thing about that story is that we did match on Tinder and we had some mutual friends. And I was a bit brutal myself, actually, because we were messaging each other and having a good time. And then I cracked what I thought was a really funny joke. And he didn't reply quickly enough, which is probably a bit mean on my part. So I actually blocked him. And then really awkwardly, we met in person at a party a week later. And I had to explain myself. It was very awkward.
Found you'd huge amounts in common in your background and so on, and your aunts knew each other in Pretoria and all sorts of things. So it all worked out. In the case of the guy, the anti-hero of this piece, Jamie, the Irish fellow with the broad back, is he based on anyone in particular?
No, he's not. Jamie from The Shelf, and he is The Shelf's villain a little bit, is kind of a really horrible concoction of some of the more challenging relationships and boyfriends I've had in the past. He's definitely not inspired by one in particular, for sure. So he is based on some personal experiences, and then also other characters that I've heard of from friends and their experiences too.
Women, that obsession you talk about for many women, that marriage is the end game. Now, you actually walked away from a marriage at the age of 28.
Yes, I certainly did. I was married before. It was brief. It was for 6 months. I could definitely relate to sort of Amy's story that I told, and that, you know, The Shelf itself, it's a fun and tongue-in-cheek take on our obsession with coupling up and settling down. But it's also about the pressure that we feel, or definitely that I found as a woman, to find the one as I approached 30. It's also about a comparison culture that we have. You know, you see what your friends are doing on social media and you get worried that you're being left behind and that you're not ever going to find what you think you want. But actually, sort of the message that I really want to readers to take out of this is that this life race that it feels like we're in as women, you know, it's not real, and I don't think we need to feel pressured to do what others are doing. So my message would be to go at your own pace and in your own time and with your own style. And also, you just don't need a relationship to feel worthy. And I think that I definitely was, I felt that way at the age of 28. So yeah, it's definitely better to be single than to be in the wrong relationship. After that marriage, I definitely put more energy into the relationship that I had with myself.
Well, it's a laugh out loud book, and it's got raves from other people who have written fiction. So it comes highly recommended. But finally, as a recommendation to our listeners to read The Shelf, maybe you might outline one of the competitions, one of the tasks that the reality show poses for these women to see if they're worthy to leave The Shelf.
Yes, absolutely. So there are lots of different tasks. You've got your classic ones like from Love Island, where you look after your baby and prove that you have maternal instincts. But I think my favourite task and challenge, which is so outrageous, but also funny, or I hope readers will find it funny, is when they have to put on a tea party and they are sent appropriate clothes to wear, further down, lower than the knee, not too low cut. But they have to choose what outfit is appropriate for a tea party, and then they have to cook the food for the tea party. And so you see all of these cast of characters come to life and use their own experiences to pull together their individual tea parties. And men from outside of the show are invited on to take part and have this tea party with them. And then the public have to judge how well they've done based on their appearance and their cooking abilities.
All right. Well, it's, as I say, hugely entertaining. It's called The Shelf. It's available now in all good bookshops and I presume online as well. And its author, Helly Acton, thank you very much for joining us.